And now, the Goldbergs. Well, so far as the Goldbergs can see, there's a world of difference between the rather eminent psychologist, Dr. Cater, and the ex-convict, ex-swindler, Edward Way. But Oriane seems to prefer the latter to the former, and somehow Molly thinks it's all to the good. In any event, Oriane has refused all offers of assistance from Dr. Cater and gone into business with Mr. Way. And tonight, the Goldbergs get a little insight into what may happen.
Molly, what are we waiting for? Why don't we eat?
I'm got to smash my potatoes. Yes, dear.
Can't we sit on the table and stop? I'm hungry, if you don't mind.
You're hungry, Zandy?
Why not?
All right, darling. You don't want to wait.
For what? I can eat without potatoes.
Sorry, and you don't want to wait for Mr. Ray?
If they were coming home for dinner, they would be here already, no?
Very well. Very well. I'll just take my leg out of the oven.
It's still in the oven.
Why should it get cold? Family? Rosalie? Come here, dinner. Come, dear. Come. Papa wants to sit on the table. Come,
Are you waiting for David and Oriane and Mr. Waymore?
I'm hungry, if you don't mind.
Come on, then. Let's eat.
Where's Bertie?
Seymour's giving her a driving lesson.
Not with my car, I hope.
Why your car? She's practicing on the trailer.
That's all this country needs now. Bertie should drive a car.
Women are good drivers.
All right, Molly. All right. I don't want to discuss the pros and cons of women drivers.
All right.
All I say, when Bertie is driving in Connecticut, I want to be in California.
Right.
And vice versa.
Right.
When is she going to start trailing already with her beauty on wheels?
Soon, though. Immediately.
I think OEM would have been better off going into business with Bertie than going into the chicken business with Mr. Way.
And I say she would have been better off if she accepted Dr. Cater's offer for a position befitting a woman of her refinement.
All right, Jake. And I think
now,
that...
All right, Molly. I'm hungry.
All right, so I'm fixing if you're hungry. Come, so sit to the table.
Where's David?
He's the Dr. Cater's father.
Are we having soup, Mark?
Of course we're having soup. And put a little light in the soup.
Right. You have to first to put a light in the soup?
How long will it take, Jake?
I'm hungry. Do you mind?
Wait, please. Papa's hungry. And I don't mind, dearie. I don't mind. Rosalie, they're bringing Papa's liver so he can nibble in the meantime.
All right,
Mom. Oh, Dr. Cater?
Oh, good
evening. Come in, Doctor. Please come in. Surprised to see you.
What brings you to Lestonville in the middle of the week, Doctor Cater?
Doctor Cater comes occasionally in the middle, Jay, dear. Family, bring a chair for Doctor Cater. Please sit down, Doctor. Rosalie, raise the Papa's liver.
Perhaps you'd like to join us for dinner, Doctor Cater?
Oh, will you have room for me?
Oh, question, of course.
We're just waiting for Oriane and Mr. Way.
They should be any minute. They should be any minute.
But we can proceed with eating. Why should we wait?
I don't mind waiting.
Jake, if you...
A glass of water, please.
I'll just call my father and tell him I'm in Lastonbury and having dinner with you.
Yes, surely. The phone is inside. Yes. You know the position of the phone, the situation of the phone.
I'm going into the kitchen.
Wait, Jake, please.
Lastonbury 72, please.
Jake, if Dr. Cater came here, he didn't come to see me or you or Samuel or Rosalie. And if he's staying for supper, it's because he's waiting for all of us.
I'll be in the morning.
See that? Yes. Rosalie?
What is it, Mark?
Nothing, but what is it? Nothing. Did you set the table incorrectly?
Uh-huh.
You put napkins?
Yeah, everything.
Knife, sometimes, you know, when you put the knife, so you forget a fork.
I didn't forget anything.
I'm just saying, excuse me. Did you put water?
Yes.
And glasses?
Uh-huh.
All right, dear. Now turn out the light in the soup.
Turn on, turn off. Then do we eat?
Jake, please. Rosalie, please, don't be an eardropper. Don't like that for you.
Yes, dear.
Okay, just talking, let him talk on the phone. Please, go put a light in the soup.
I'm going, Mom.
You've got to wait for Oriane, Pa. That's why he's staying.
I'm hungry. Do you mind?
All right, Jake, please. Goodbye. We're going to eat momentarily in a second.
Is David all right, Dr. Cater?
Yes, they're going to have dinner together and then go to the movies. His mother approves.
Sit down, Doctor, please.
Thank you.
Will you excuse me?
Jake, where's...
I'll be right back.
I can call Mr. Willoughby, Ma.
Why Willoughby, Rosalie?
Well, if they're drawing up a contract...
It wouldn't be at Willoughby. They'd probably be at George Spielberg.
What are they... drawing up a contract for?
Well, the chicken business.
Yes, the chicken business. Jake?
Are you lying?
It's all very businesslike, isn't it? Well, of course, with a man like Mr. Way, it's the best thing to do. A very shrewd man.
Well, that was mine impression. Hmm? Mine immediate impression also, but since, I don't know, Dr. Cade, he's very contrary now. He's being very nice.
Yes, overwhelmingly.
Yes.
Frankly, Mrs. Goldberg, I'm looking forward to Oriane's little dive into the feathered trade. She'll make a marvelous hen house sweeper, chicken sterilizer, egg picker, or whatever you do when you raise chickens.
Well, then we was discussing it. We were sitting and we was discussing it, so it was decided in the decision that she would go, Oriane would go to the hotels, you see.
Mm.
And she would do the solicitating because woman. She would take care of the selling end.
Oh, that's even better. Is she going to peddle from door to door or?
No.
Open a butcher shop.
Butcher shop. That's okay, the butcher shop. Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to get all the names of all the hotel people, of the proprietors, that many, many summer hotels in the vicinity.
Mm.
And she's going to sell to the hotels and so forth.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
With her good looks, it ought to be easy. Mm. Taking hotel owners out to dinner, wining them and dining them. You know how sales are made. And it'll be wonderful for David, knowing his mother's entertaining potential chicken buyers.
Well, I don't think it'll be so bad. And it's a way to earn a living.
Yes, undoubtedly. A fine way for a woman like Oriane. Now, she could get a job dancing in a chorus or digging ditches. I can think of hundreds of things.
I think Oriane would have been better off if she went into the beauty business with Bertie.
Oh, yes, yes, that would have been marvelous, too. Anything is better than the position I offered her. Having a private office in a hospital, helping poor people adjust themselves to a hard life. A quiet, respectable position like that with good pay isn't to be thought of. The chicken business. Ah, that's the real thing.
Excuse me, my telephone.
Certainly.
Hello?
Yes?
Take it personally.
You like a cigarette?
Cigarette?
Yes?
No.
Oh,
no, thank you.
Oriane. Oh. I see. Everything well? Uh-huh. Yes, everything seems to be the same. Like drive? Yes. David is fine. All right. All right. Goodbye.
Well, I think we can eat.
Well, aren't we going to wait for Oriane?
No, Oriane wouldn't be back for dinner. Mr. Ray and Oriane, they're having together dinner at the lawyer's, Mr. Springway.
Who wants him to phone Molly?
Emmy, where did I leave my hat?
Oh, Dr. Cady,
if you don't mind, I think I'll...
You're going?
Some other time. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, that's something, isn't it?
Silence. No. Not another syllable. I don't want to hear a word. Jake! Come, we'll eat.
I'll have my supper, thank you.
Where did you eat your
supper? In the kitchen. I was hungry.
Do you mind?
This is all very unlike Dr. Cater's usual attitude toward things, and Sammy's beginning to see. But Molly is refusing to recognize that Dr. Cater may even be serious about Oriane.